we talk a lot about public-private partnerships that can help your agency save money, and now one that might help you save money at home. The Green and Healthy Homes Initiative combines efforts and money from both the federal government and outside groups. Ruth Ann Norton's the group executive director, and she's with us to talk about how that partnership works. Ruth Ann, great to talk to you. Thanks for being on the program with me and Lena Trudeau today.
Well, I'm delighted, and big hello to Lena.
Hi, Ruth Ann.
How you doing?
What agencies are you working with on this, Ruth Ann?
Well, on the federal level, we're working across 11 agencies, but they are led by HUD, the Department of Energy, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, EPA, but that also includes Commerce and Labor and NIH, because what we are focusing on is working across the platform of health and housing to bring about government innovation and efficiency.
What exactly will you get what will you have when you get the result that you want?
Well, what we do have and what we are trying to kind of spread the gospel a little bit on is that we reduce the cost of the intervention in homes to make them energy efficient, safe, and healthy for children and for seniors. We reduce the cost of operating homes for low-income families. We reduce the government cost about 20 to 25% by braiding funds together in a single intervention to address the problems that face distressed housing and communities that have had a lot of disinvestment. But we also get higher skilled workers that come out of this because they are no longer focused on one issue, but we train them to look at multiple issues. And most of all, I think what we get for the taxpayer is that we dramatically reduce Medicaid costs for children going to the emergency room, for example, for asthma and hospitalizations. We reduce lead poisoning. We reduce trip and fall injuries for both children and seniors. You know, it costs us about $239,000 every time an elderly person on Medicare breaks their hip. It costs us $732,000 every time there's a poisoned child. And it costs us about $40,000 to $50,000 for a child who goes to the ER and gets hospitalized two or three times a year. And for about $6,500, and having all of these agencies coordinate, we reduce or eliminate those costs.
Ruth Ann, you've given some really powerful examples over time as I've talked to you about this great initiative. And I remember one in particular about a parent who was constantly bringing their sick child to the emergency room, was missing a lot of work, was about to lose their job, and all for the cost of just a few dollars. Something was able to be remediated in the home that turned that entire situation around. Can you just really briefly talk about that? Because it puts it all in very human terms.
There's lots and lots of families that we now, fortunately, can talk about all over the country having these experiences. But let me tell you a little bit of a story about a young man by the name of Dwayne Davis. 8 years of age, hospitalized about 3 to 4 times prior to him coming into the organization here in Baltimore for the Green and Healthy Homes Initiative in Baltimore. His mother, an administrative assistant for the Baltimore City Police Department, was repeatedly missing work because Dwayne was being hospitalized because of asthma. The family had not had proper heat or a water heater or furnace working for 5 years. This is a homeowner in Baltimore. We were able to go in after the family had been repeatedly turned down by different programs, from weatherization to lead to healthy homes, because each individual program was getting dinged out by needs of another program. And mom had been put on notice at work that if she missed any more work, her job was in peril. We coordinated 6 agencies' money, both government and philanthropic dollars. We saved, by combining programs, 27% in funding. We addressed mold, lead. We got new furnaces, Energy Star appliances, put a cool roof on the top of the house. In the end, in the past 2 years, Dwayne has not been back to the ER, has not been hospitalized. He's doing super at school, And mom, who not only ends up doing very well at work and getting a promotion, is now actually realizing her own lifelong dream, which is she wanted to enter the police academy and was unable to do that prior because of the amount of time she was spending with him, hospitalized and out of school, and she's now entering the academy, has set up a college fund for Duane, has a savings account, and energy costs are good and solid and somewhat down on an overall basis, but the fact they didn't have a heater, a water heater, those costs are pretty much along the lines of Energy Star. In the end, this is a family that's looking forward to their child going to college, to the homeowner being able to stay in her home and afford it long term. And I think in the end, by getting government to work together and aligning programs and teaching governments to work horizontally, if you will, we're able to change quality of life, and we're able to do what we want to do for all of us, and that is to make us productive and healthy and contributing back to our communities.
Ruthie, and we're almost out of time, but I'm curious to know, in this, you talked about the public end of the public-private partnership. Who's the private end?
Well, part of one of our major partners in this is the Council on Foundations. We have gotten invested about $22 million of private philanthropic investments across 15 sites currently. We have a large goal to reach much higher than that. But philanthropy from community foundations, family foundations, and large national foundations. We also have utilities who have seen the light, if you will, on this to say there's really good public value in investing in this program. So we have public utilities and private utilities from around the country also investing in this program, and a lot of voluntary contribution from organizations like Habitat and Rebuilding Together who see the efforts. We're changing standards for a lot of organizations to have a uniform health-based housing standard, and that's what we're working to do with the federal agencies, because in the end, having one standard to which we invest dollars, whether they're private or public, will save us significantly.
Ruthie, and some excellent lessons in collaboration to learn from you, and we're going to post a link to your website and to this conversation at federalnewsradio.com/Dora Beck Insider. Thanks for being on with us today.
Pleasure, and thanks so much. Be well.
Thank you very much. Ruthie Norton, Executive Director of the National Green and Healthy Homes Initiative on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. And the collaboration is the lesson, Lena, that we should take away from this, that maybe sometimes it takes an outside person like Ruthie Norton and this organization to goose it along. But the agencies have the capacity to do this kind of cooperative efforts once there's a little bit of groundwork laid.
Absolutely true, although I would say it's important to point out that it's not without its own challenges. Getting a number of different programs that have different funding pots and different standards and different training programs to work together, you know, being able to send an inspector to a house who's used to looking for lead and training that inspector how to look for mold and how to look for a lot of the other things that might be going on, is it does require some work up front, some investment up front, some cross-training initiatives up front, but it definitely pays off on the back end. I mean, you heard Ruth Ann talk about 25-27% reduction in the cost of delivering these services.
The thing that's encouraging is to hear that, yes, these are challenging things to do, the kind of training you're talking about, but there are plenty of models out there if we just know where to look for them. National Green and Healthy Homes Initiative is one of them. 50 minutes after the hour, it's the Dora Beck Insider on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.